What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
Episode 75.
Season finale of season 5.
Season finale.
Hey, people in the comments, let us know who you want to see on season 6 because we need to start planning, prepping some episodes. So if there's anyone you want to see on here, get us in contact with them. We'll get them on.
Real quick, before we hop in to our guest today, even though he was here last week, but...
Wait, real quick. Speaking of that, if you haven't checked out last week's episode already with Monster Dope, go peep that.
Episode 74.
Yeah, yes, banger of an episode. Yes, fire episode.
Go ahead, check that out.
Kind of a journey, Nate.
75 down?
That's kind of wild.
That is a lot. We've been putting in some work. I think we could have more, but at the same time, like we said in a lot of episodes, life gets in the way, man.
Bro,
so.
Life is a bitch.
It's mid.
Life is very mid.
If you haven't peeped last episode.
Life can be very mid sometimes. Nah, but on some shit like with the pod, just because of 75, like, first of all, thank you anybody that has ever watched one of our shorts.
Anything. Any support.
Any pod, any clip, any story, anything. Thank you.
We appreciate all of you. You're what makes it happen, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Anybody of the 75 episodes that we've had, probably around 60-something overall guests, because there's guys that have had multiple episodes.
Right.
Thank you. Chance, giving us the opportunity to do this and, like, allowing us to just, this is y'all's room. Like, do what you want. Damn, 75 is wild.
I know.
Because I remember the first episode.
I remember, like, getting jitters on the camera at first.
Bro.
I'm just like, I'm just here chilling.
First episode, we used to have white, like, those, like, white picnic tables, at folding tables kind of thing. And we just had
tablecloths.
Yeah, we just had tablecloths over them. First episode, me and Nate are both sitting where you guys are. We had a table in front of us. Chance is sitting right here. Devin's walking over, steps on the light cord. This light knocks over. Hits a Sprite that's open on the table. Sprite spills everywhere.
Almost went all over our equipment.
Before we even filmed a second of this. And we've gone 75 episodes.
75 deep. We've had some hiccups here and there for some episodes.
I'll be honest. And
but we recover.
I'll knock on wood.
We bounce back.
Nothing has spilled since. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. This has been a long journey. I'm very grateful for the people that I've been meeting, the opportunities that have presented itself after... Or even before we got them on the pod, just built some great relationships, networked with a lot of people, and we've came a long way. And I can only see it getting brighter from here.
It's always cool seeing people, especially like people that we didn't have a relationship with before, and then we've had them on the pod, and you feel like you know them after.
Yeah.
It's always cool seeing them in public. Like, see, I saw Dave Fio last summer.
Right.
Always would see Money Moves Gav out at Whiskey's. Yeah. We would dev up and stuff, or even people that we still are close with, you know?
Even if we don't see them for a year or so, I mean,
yeah,
like, you pick up where you left off, and it's just dope to see, like, how those relationships form. And because you never know what opportunity can present itself, man. Like, you know, we might not talk for 3-6 months, whatever the case may be, but something comes up, and they're like, oh, this guy could do that job. Or, you know, like, I don't know. I think it's cool, man.
I also think it helps with opportunities and stuff with from the artist perspective. Like, let's say someone hears one of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this is dope. I wonder how he is in person. I wonder how he is as a, like, just talking instead of making music. And then they look up his name. Our podcast probably pops up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, from, it could be a label, it could be whoever, like, listen, watching that. I hope that ends up happening.
And it's not like we have the biggest following, but
no.
But we do have a good little support system. I'd say we've cultivated a fan base that is very supportive. It might not be the biggest. It's still growing. You know, got a lot of time left.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's awesome, man, to give artists a platform to come up here and get to know them, talk to them. And
yeah. And that's
learn their story, man.
That's the best part. It's not even done yet. We're 75 episodes in.
Oh, yeah. We got way more to go,
we
man.
Got so much.
A lot more to prove. A lot more to prove.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you haven't checked out last week's episode, like we said earlier, we hinted at who this week's guest was going to be. Today we have Aurelius. Thank you for coming on, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. My God, man. My man. I didn't mean to leave.
I was just pointing. I was pointing because he was like, we kind of teased who the next guest is. And I just...
My God.
Well, yeah, if you haven't checked out last week's episode, he is a recording artist, He's locked in with Monster Dope, the guy from the last episode.
Yes, sir, guy body.
Just to kind of jump into it, man. I mean, before we even got on camera, you were saying his name's kind of like a
Greek god.
Like a Greek god.
Sounds like he'd be chilling with Hercules.
You said like you hinted at a little something. So where's the name come from, man?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. My mom, she named me after. It's funny, she seen the movie Gladiator.
A little closer. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you hear me? Check.
Yeah.
My mom. Shout out to my mom, man. She named me after Marcus Aurelius. He was a Roman emperor and philosopher. And around the time where her and my father, you know, they was trying for me, she had seen the movie Gladiator. She just said, "Yeah, I'm gonna name him Marcus." I just feel like she always told me since I was a kid, she just felt like I was meant to do something. Like, I got a voice and I got to use it. And ironically, you know, here I am.
That's a dope origin story of the Facts. Name, though. That's fire. Just kind of jump into it, though. Upbringing, you know, where you from? We touched last episode that you're around our age. You're turning 24 soon, right?
Yes, sir. And real quick, before I even answer that question, I just want to give y'all flowers. 75 episodes. That's a hell of a milestone. Yeah, and I just want to, you know, just give y'all flowers, man. And I look forward to seeing the next 75, man. Keep doing y'all thing.
That.
I'm glad to be
part
a part
of the journey,
of it.
Man.
Yeah.
Thanks
yes,
for
sir.
Being part
absolutely.
Of the journey.
But to answer your question, as you can see from hat, you know, Detroit born and raised, grew up off of 7 Mile, west side of Detroit. It's crazy. I started off, I don't know how deep you wanted me to go into it, but
yeah, as much as you're comfortable speaking on, man.
I started off, I went to St. Cecilia Catholic School.
Okay.
From preschool up to third grade. That's a historical school. I don't know if you peep. Like the show BMF, they shot some scenes there.
Okay. That's probably why I've heard of the name. Yeah.
And I actually shot a music video outside of there too, on one of my songs, Los Three Amigos, a part of Release the Great Volume 1. We'll get into that later. But they ended up closing down. So from there, and it's so crazy. I know when I tell people, they're like, dang, you went to private school? Look, man, I tell people like this. My parents wanted the best for me. They knew St. Cecilia was a great school. My brother and my sister, they went there from preschool all the way up to eighth grade. And, you know, they got me together. Like, I'll never forget when I first transitioned to public school. It was a transition for sure, because it's a different environment.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you what were the main like takeaways or differences that you noticed,
man,
in those schools?
Definitely, and I'm not even trying to sound stereotypical, but it's a behavioral difference for sure. You can definitely tell the different households, you know, that some of your peers come from. You know, it's different than you going somewhere where they paying thousands of dollars into. And that's not to say that, you know, everybody not able to do that, but oftentimes that wasn't the case. And for me, it just was a wake-up call, like, okay, you really out here. Like, it's crazy, that school ended up being only like 6 blocks away from my house. I was walking to school. It was nothing to me. Like, I felt like the man. Like, I'm like, dang, my parents trust me to walk to school. Like, it definitely was a transition, but it wasn't nothing crazy. Like, it just so happened the school bully at the time, spoiler alert, turned out to be my older cousin. But see, he used to just be known as that guy that, you know, whoever stepped to him or whoever he come across, you know, ain't no, he was like on some Debo type shit. And I'm not trying to say I was on some Craig type shit and I just took him out the game, but he definitely wasn't about to just punk me around. And we found out we was cousins, and you know, that right there is different. That's not happening at St. Cecilia.
Right.
You're not fighting and then, oh yeah, we cousins. And like, we even went on we did a summer job together after we had left there. Like, it's crazy, but not to go too far into that. From
That's
there,
still a dope story.
I appreciate it. I went to HFA, Henry Ford Academy School for Creative Studies, which is now, I don't know the official name off the top of my head, but it's an extension of the high school I went to, University Prep High School. I went there for 2 years, 7th and 8th grade. I played basketball there. Always was at the top of my class. Not to brag or nothing like that, but that's something I take pride in.
Right.
My mom, She definitely, my brother and my sister, we all had it in us to excel. And I don't know, I just always tried my best to make my mama proud.
Right.
So going into high school, she wanted me to go to Cass Tech, but it was something like I missed the deadline and take the test or something like that. And she found out about University Prep, which wasn't that far from HFA. I went there. And from 9th grade to 12th grade, and I met some of my lifelong friends there that I'm still cool with. Like, it's funny, I remember earlier you mentioned something about Grand Valley. I actually went to Grand Valley 2019, right before COVID kicked off. And COVID kicked
Wait,
off.
Wait, so your freshman year of college was 2019?
2019 going into 2020.
Same. So
yep.
Were you in the dorms?
Yep.
Bro, you got sent home? We probably crossed paths. Did you ever, like, go hoop in the rec center or anything?
And it's crazy because...
Bro, we definitely crossed paths at some point.
Definitely.
We
stayed
like
in the gym.
Together or some shit.
I stayed in the gym.
That's wild.
I wanted to ask if you remembered a guy named Tariq Topi. That's one of my boys that went there, and he stuck all the way through there. He graduated same year as you, 2023. Film major.
No, but you know Josh?
Josh.
Josh Maynard's?
Sound familiar.
If you, he used to hoop up there too, but he was big into the film up there too.
Okay.
What dorm did you stay in?
I stayed in Hubler.
Is that towards the back by like Fresh, like the little
yep.
cafeteria?
It was right by the C store.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
We used to walk
right
there.
By.
Me and him were literally 500 feet away from. Yeah. I stayed.
That's
in Weed.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah, like right off that parking lot. D. It's like D, like 3 through 12 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
I
that's crazy.
In Hubler.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. That, even that, like, from HFA to UPrep, they was chartered through Grand Valley. So we took a lot of trips up there. That was my dream school. Yeah. Like, everybody, like, I'm not going to lie, especially once you get to high school and you hear what other people talking about, you get influenced. So you start saying all type of stuff. Like, it's crazy. I was watching Lonzo Ball back when he was back in high school.
Yeah.
And when he went to UCLA, I'm like, well, shit, I might fuck around and go to my crew teacher. We had it's like a homeroom teacher. Again, I was a scholar. Like, I took that shit seriously, and I genuinely just, I had the smarts. But my crew teacher, he just was real with me. Like, look, I'm going to tell you like this, Marcus. You ain't going to UCLA. I'm just being real with you. But it's good that you want to do something. And like I said, it wasn't like a dream crusher or nothing like that. Cause if I'm being real, Grand Valley, that's where I always wanted to go. Like that was the,
so I took a visit there my sophomore or junior year of high school. I kid you not, bro. I took 1 foot out of the car. I stepped in this parking lot and I looked at my mom and I go, this is where I want to go to school. And she was like, well, we haven't even toured it. I was like, I don't care. I was like, something's telling me, like, this is where I got to go.
Man.
That's so crazy, though, that we were like, we probably crossed
paths.
Man,
that's crazy.
We probably, that late night,
bro, we probably.
The C-store again.
So you say you hooped, right?
Oh, yeah. I was up there hooping, man.
9 times out of 10, I seen you on that court,
man. 100%.
I stayed in that court. I ain't going
to
lie.
If you saw me, I was probably out there getting buckets, man. I used to.
Yeah,
but now, how long were you at Grand Valley? You said you didn't finish there?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was done after the second semester.
So
I didn't finish the
COVID,
second semester. Yeah, COVID. Once they sent us home, we was doing remote school. I was a smart kid, but I'm a hands-on student. Like, I need a teacher right there explaining to me why this is that. Like,
I was gonna say
it's a whole different ball game. Like, that was never my thing.
That's like how I felt too. Like, I feel like I caught college at like kind of the right and the wrong time, because like it was a lot easier for me once we went online. I'm the same way. I like to have a teacher. I like to learn in a classroom environment and that type of setting. But like, you were just able to get away with so much more. You had more flexibility with the online stuff, and like, I didn't mind it, but I just feel like I didn't learn as much as I would have had I had a professor in class. You know what I mean? What were you studying while you were there? Were you undecided, or were you still?
I was going there to major in business administration.
Okay. But dude, we probably had a class together or something.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised, man.
That'd be crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, I was going to, because that's one thing I always said when I was in high school. I just always knew that I was going to be some type of businessman. Like, I also, I make music, but I also have my clothing brand and my record label, Loyalty and Respect Entertainment. Okay. And it's crazy, I just put an order in with my plug on the shirts. I got some shirts coming Friday, man. What shirt? What size y'all wear? I'm going to get y'all together, man.
Take a large.
A large? Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I got the shirts, and that kicked off. Okay, so I say that to say, ever since I was in high school, I always, like, all my teachers, they came up with a nickname, not all of them. The main one was Mr. Zerky. That was my science teacher. Cool dude, man. We used to hoop. He wasn't the greatest hooper, but, you know, he hooped. And he was a genuine guy. Like, I had went through a lot. It's crazy. My sophomore year, my pops had got shot. And he came through for me. Like, it was crazy, man. Like, that whole experience, like, that's what kicked it off. Like, I brought him up to say he the one that gave me the nickname CEO. He was like, I just know you just gonna have it one day, man. So that's where that came from. And like I said, my 10th grade year, you didn't ask me about this yet, but just since I'm talking about it, just to let you know, where the music came from. I always been into music. Like, ever since I was a kid, I used to sing. My mom, she, to this day, she'll love for me to not put rapping down, but, like, she love when I embrace singing.
Like the melodic side of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, growing up, what was some stuff playing around the house that kind of, like, inspired you? Or, like...
Oh, yeah, I'm old soul all the way. Like, yeah. Lenny Williams, The Temptations, Al Green, yeah. Marvin Gaye, yeah. The Impressions. I don't even know if y'all hip on them. That's back to the 50s.
Speaking of Marvin Gaye, not to completely get on something,
yes,
but
sir.
I saw something recently that said did he play for both teams?
If you're about to say, is Marvin Gaye gay?
Bro,
is that what you're about to ask?
Terrence Howard, the dude from it's Empire, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he was talking about that he was supposed to play Marvin Gaye in an actual movie,
yep,
about him.
And he found out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he would have to kiss a guy in the movie, and he was like, I'll cut off my lips. Like, he straight up was like, I'm good.
I knew it was always rumors, but I didn't know it was confirmed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I always heard a little stuff.
I don't know.
That was one of those ones.
It is crazy,
like, I think. Like, wouldn't it be funny if Terrence Howard was just wrong? Like, he was just like,
man,
just like completely off. I'm sorry to cut that off. No. I had to ask.
Oh, no. That's funny that you mentioned that, because I did see that. No, that is crazy.
Yeah, wild.
Well, no, when you were talking about just having those teachers and that support system, I think that's awesome, especially when teachers really want the best for their students, man, because there's some teachers that go there, get their check, you know, but, like, having the teachers and the administration side of things in a school setting, really just wanting the best for somebody, man, like, you love to see that, so... Props to, you said your science teacher, right?
Yep, Mr. Zerky. Also, since I'm speaking on, I got to give a shout out to my mentor. Also, I'm at the school, Joe Bush.
Joe Bush.
Yep, Joe Bush. That's, we ain't talked in a minute, but I know he want what's best for me. That's, like I said, he stepped up a lot for me when that happened with my pops too, and that's my fault. I keep getting sidetracked. That's my fault. I keep going different ways. But with the singing, yeah. So that's the music that I grew up. Oh yeah, and Boys to Men. Yeah, my mom got me the 20th anniversary CD with all their hits on there. And I used to just sing all of them. Like, there's one on there, one of my favorite ones. It's called A Song for Mama. I used to sing it for her. And matter of fact, speaking of talent shows and stuff like that, my 6th grade year at the public school, Pastor Elementary, I was singing with my best friend at the time. His name was Kill Watson. We sung the song, Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. And we had to match it. Yeah, I know that sounds so crazy, right? No. It wasn't I'll Make Love to You. It was End of the Road. I'm tripping. End of the Road. You know End of the Road. Yeah. We had the matching outfits. And we came in first place. Like, that came from singing, though. That came from singing. That was back in 6th grade. And like I was telling him earlier, the inspiration for the rapping, that came a lot of different ways. Like, early on, I'm going to say, like, when I was like 11 years old, it came from my cousins and my brother. They had this rap group called Cash Team. And, you know, they 16, 17, they rapping about what they rapping about. Me and some of my cousins, you know, the younger cousins that's a little younger than them, we trying to rap and, you know, we damn near saying the same shit they saying on damn well we ain't doing none of that. You know, they stuck with it, you know, and they doing their thing. And but me, I took a step back. I'm like, man, it's not even me, man. But like I said, to it all come back full circle when that happened with my pops in 10th grade, that was a way for me to escape. My crew teacher, Mr. State, we had this project. It was the whole class of 2019. It just was all of the 12th grade class. We had this thing called the Black Box where we had meetings and stuff. And we had like this project where it was two segments. It was one, you had to talk about your life story. And another one was showcasing a hidden talent. So I combined the two and I'm like, it was like a rap, but it was more so of a poem. And I just was talking about that day. And, you know, how that just, that shook my family, man. Like, that's where loyalty and respect come from. Like, this my pop's chain.
Okay.
I'm going to show you some pictures, too. And I don't know if you've seen on my page, you know, the logo, it come from that. You know, that's where it come from, loyalty and respect. Shout out to my pops. That's what ignited it.
If you don't mind me asking, for recovery?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, cool, so, cool. And it's crazy. Crazy story, man. He not even supposed to be here. Less than a 1% chance.
Damn.
Wow. One time to the back and the second time to his head.
Wow.
He had to learn how to walk again. Had to learn how to talk again. Like, that shit was crazy, man.
Sure,
he was
bro.
In a coma for like a month and a half.
Shit.
Wow.
He was in the hospital for like 3 months. He done learned how to walk again, learn how to drive again. Damn, they're doing everything he was doing before. It's a blessing.
Good for him.
That's
man.
Nothing but God.
Yeah, for real.
And
you really do have to relearn how to do like every, like eating. Like normal shit, you know? Yeah, so that's wild.
And good for him, man. Yeah, that's dope to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, we already kind of jumped into what like motivated you and inspired you to make music. You've been putting out music since 2019. Gonna say I'm too tapped into the catalog. Obviously I met you just a month or two ago. Haven't had a chance to listen to everything. You know, I've listened to most of your recent stuff on the way out here in the last few days, just kind of researching you before we got on here. Do you have that melodic side too out? Like, do you have stuff with a lot of the melodic side to it?
Definitely. Yeah. It's one of his favorite tracks. It's this track I got. It's called The Ungrateful One. Okay. You'll definitely fuck with that. And another one that a lot of people fuck with, Come Back to Me on the melodic tip. Come Back to Me. That's definitely one of my favorite ones too. An Ungrateful One. And I got some new stuff coming too. So I'm definitely staying tapped in with it, trying different styles and stuff. If you don't mind me asking, what exactly, if you could just think, like if I say the name, could you remember if that's the project that you tapped into?
I'll just look it up right now. I'll show you what I'm listening to.
Yeah, because I've been doing it since 2019. Like that's when I dropped my first ever EP.
Mm-hmm.
That was right after I graduated from high school.
Okay.
I recorded it with my boy Scary. He producer here. I don't know if you heard of him, but he tapped in. He got some placements for sure.
Okay.
We was trapping out the basement. He had the setup with the Pro Tools, and we recorded with the mic and all that. It didn't sound the best quality, but for what we had, like he was saying,
it was
beautiful.
You gotta
work for me.
What you got, man? Yeah. The ones that I did listen to was The Great Volume 2. I couldn't tell you the exact names of songs where I was like, that was the one I was messing with, but and obviously the No Effort that we talked about on last episode, and I'll pull up the video that you guys did for that.
Did you check out the Built for Champions Part 2?
Yep. Built for Champions Part 2. When was that?
It's arguably the best one, if not the best song on there. That's the outro. It's a bonus track.
Oh,
it's the series I got called Built for Champions.
I'll have to check that one out.
Executive produce.
Well, yeah, exactly. For people watching, if you want to touch a little bit on your catalog, you know, stuff that you have put out or stuff you'd recommend for them to go listen to if they're not familiar with you.
Yes, sir. Right off the top of my head, definitely, like he just was talking about, released The Great Volume 2. I dropped that back in, what was that, early 2024? Yeah, that was early 2024. I originally planned for it to drop late 2023, but like we said, you know how that shit go. But yeah, yeah. Released a great volume too. I basically bet my life on that. When you just pick a random song on there, you gonna fuck with it. And that's not even a no bragging shit. That's just, that's how much time and effort I put into that. I'm proud of that one for sure.
So I was curious, because you're taking more of the series route with your albums, right? You got Release the Great and then you got the second one. What kind of inspired you going or like gearing towards that series side instead of just doing like individual albums, if you get what I'm asking?
Oh, no, I know exactly what you're asking. And it's going to be a nod to one of your boys, J. Cole. I'm not going to lie. Outside of my family, that direct inspiration, like early on, J. Cole, most definitely.
Okay.
That's my guy. Like the warm up, the come up. Friday Night Lights, like even individually, like the Dollar in the Dream series, like that's where I got like the inspiration, like for Built for Champions 1, Built for Champions 2.
Like all of it's kind of telling a story off of each other, right? That's what I think is dope about J. Cole's stuff in specific too. It's just like all of his albums are kind of telling a story and like how he wants it to play out. He's kind of
he's the best storyteller in rap, in my opinion.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd still give it to Cole.
Yeah, I think Cole got it, man.
I'm not the biggest Eminem fan, but I know he can storytell like crazy.
Eminem's definitely up there.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a GOAT, but yeah. I think J. Cole got that for sure.
Kendrick one of those ones, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like storytelling.
I know he's kind of slept on, but Cordae can storytell really 100%. Well, too.
J.I.D.
Oh, I'm so hyped for his new album coming out, bro.
Bro, I
so
saw something. Hold on. Speaking
I love
of him,
his music, bro.
I saw him. Thing on Twitter that some said best up and coming artist, and it was Dochi and JID, and someone retweeted it and it was like, isn't JID like 35? It made me laugh so hard.
No, but I mean, yeah, he got his start late, but he's
no,
you know, his music is phenomenal. I just love the production value behind
it. I'm not knocking his talent, I'm just saying to call him an up and coming artist, he's 35, like he's been around,
yeah, but he's also
like I've been hip to JID, and I think he's been like around since like 2018.
Yeah, but up and coming is like just his age don't matter. He's just finally popping off type shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's under Dreamville with J. Cole. J. Cole's album. He's under Dreamville. JID.
If you heard him, you would know. He's got some songs.
Yeah, he's got some songs with Cole.
Into the Dreamers.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's tough.
You'll have to tap into his catalog.
I listened to that, so I had to.
Is his album called The Forever Story or something,
yeah, something
like that? Go listen to that thing top to bottom, bro. That album's phenomenal. Especially if you're a producer.
I still gotta finish that, but I know he dope for sure.
If you like the production on music, that album's gonna take you for a ride. It's dope.
I think he's one of those ones that like this next album is a very important album.
I saw a little snippet of something and it looked
It'll probably be tough. It's just like he can't just rely on the like rap fans tapping in.
Yeah.
He's got to get some of that mainstream in order for the album to take that step, because everyone knows he's a sick rapper.
Yeah,
but he's got to have a couple of that hit.
He's a true artist though, bro. He does some melodic stuff
definitely.
Yeah.
But another one that definitely has a lot to prove when they finally drop is Keem.
I thought you were gonna say Roddy Ricch with this Navy album.
Well, he might already be
Roddy Ricch.
But now jumping back into yours, into your music, what's on your schedule? What's your schedule look like for upcoming music? Or you got shows, music videos? What should we be expecting from you in the next 6 months to a year?
That's a great question. Actually, as far as shows, I got a show coming up this next Saturday. I don't know if y'all are going to be busy or not.
This episode might be...
The day after.
Yeah, this episode's going to be out the day after. So best
of
luck.
No,
You'll be seeing content with it.
So not this not like... 6 days from now, another Saturday.
No, 6 days.
Ooh. Oh, okay, so that'll be him.
Yeah.
That'll be right before your episode.
Next Saturday.
Depends on
Might be up here with that girl that I've been recording with.
Where's
it at? And what time?
It's going to be at the Northwest Activity Center. It's two shows. I'm going to be on the second one from 7 to 11, rocking out with my nigga Gladiator Detroit next to Blow. Going to be performing that song that y'all heard. I did the video with no effort. And I got some other shit in store, too.
That
so that's definitely going to be dope.
After you guys recorded that, that video, that song was stuck in my head like the whole drive home, dude. Like, oh, that whole love, night, man. I was listening to that. I appreciate it.
Shout out to my nigga Monster, man.
Yeah, no, that beat goes stupid.
This nigga's talented, man.
Oh, yeah, both of you guys are, man.
How many times have you performed?
I didn't perform. It's in the dozens for sure.
Okay. So you've got like a, you're hip to being on stage, and like you got like a,
yeah, it's nothing new to you.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's, if good. You check out my YouTube channel, Aurelius Space TG, you can see the growth. Like, I had thought about it a few times, I'm not gonna lie, about taking some of my older stuff down, but I'm like, I want people to see
where it came from.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the evolution, or like the,
all,
yeah,
my,
yeah,
old SoundCloud songs are still there.
Man,
all, like, besides one, I think.
I heard one song played by mistake the other day, a couple weeks ago. I was playing 2K with my brother, and he was on the aux, and he had my first EP on there, and one of my first songs that I ever recorded played by mistake, and I'm like, it was a Nipsey sample, Victory Lap, and I'm like, bro, this not what you think it is, man. He's like, what you talking about? I'm like, this is not Victory Lap. And that beat dropped, and I heard them first two lines, I said, oh my God.
Yeah,
came a long way.
And I used to think niggas was hating on me. Like, and if I'm being honest, it's myself, so I'm definitely being overly harsh on myself.
Right.
But if you go back and listen to the music, you see my old performance videos, you see my growth for sure.
Yeah.
So I say like a definite strong 5 years strong.
Was
for sure.
Was that first time on stage kind of nerve wracking for you, or like how's your stage presence kind of evolved since then?
The first time, the first song that I performed, it's crazy because it depends on what you would look at as my first performance. Because you know how I said I did that poem,
the talent show.
You know how I said I did that poem?
Yeah, yeah, the poem he had
for my whole class.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my class, that was about 120 people, but the dean, he liked it so much, he wanted me to do it in front of the whole school.
Oh shit!
So the whole school, that's like a cool, that's at least a cool 400. It's at least 100. A grade, all the staff and all that, but as far as shows, so that's what I'm saying. Would you consider that, or you mean like as far as me making songs and stuff songs like that? Okay, so making songs. First performance was that summer when I graduated. First song I performed, if I'm not mistaken, it was Said and Done. And it's crazy because that was a sample from J. Cole, Be Free. I don't know if you heard that song. I know you have.
Yeah,
2014 Forest Hill Drive.
Yeah.
It was either Said and Done or this other song I did called I Made It, which I made right after I graduated. And the emotions was all over, but I was more excited more than anything. Like, I had some family there with me. As far as my stage presence, I definitely was staying more so in one spot, but it's because of the song I was doing. Like, it was the dedication. It was called the Dedication Showcase, Tez Honcho. Dang, he don't even go by that no more. Jamar Moraine. I don't know if you're familiar with him. But yeah, he been doing shows for a minute. That was one of the first shows I ever did. So stage presence, like, you could definitely tell I had the passion for it. Like, I'm not just somebody that just trying to
go through the
you
motions.
Know, do something. Yeah. Like, you can definitely tell, like, okay, he got something there, so yeah.
Right. It's dope that you said the whole, like, you did it in front of the whole school, because that's, especially when you start music at that age, like in that high school or middle school, that's where you really start to attract that fan base, right? So I'm sure you got a lot of people supporting you after that throughout your school, right? Or was it a little bit different?
You know, it's
some
crazy.
Some people's stories are different.
I'm going to be real. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to say that people was hating on me, but I wasn't the only one that was doing this music thing.
Yep.
Like, I gotta give people their flowers. My dog, Van, he just dropped the EP for his birthday. Shout out to my nigga Van Hustle. It was this other rap group. They went by Blood Brothers. Green Light Boys. Like, I'm just being real. I give credit where it's due. Them niggas, I'm not gonna make it seem like they just was shitting on me, but like those was the people that people looked to. They like, oh yeah, those is our rappers type of thing. Like, I didn't really go into my music for real until I graduated high school. Like, I was real hesitant.
I just hate how music gets that stereotype, man. Like, people doing music, like, you're already creating, having fun, doing something you love, and, like, people hating on it, like, I see where they're coming from, but at the same time, it's like, get a life, man. Like, worry about your 100%. Own, worry about your own business, man. Sure. Like, let me do my thing. Like, I just hate how people get that stereotype, especially in high schools. Like, that was like the SoundCloud rapper. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly
stuff like that. Like, that's
like,
let me do my thing, man.
And I low key missed a few, if I'm being honest. You know, I don't want nobody to feel left out. Like my nigga D Rich, he fuck with Helluva. You know, we all know who Helluva is. Yeah. He been locked in with him for a minute. Like, we had this one festival. Matter of fact, see, I wouldn't really count that, though, because it was still school-related. We had this thing called the Spring Fest. It was kind of, like, modeled after Dreamville. The shit was so dope. Like, my dean, Mr. Lawrence, shout out to Lawrence, I fucked with it. Like, it was like Dreamville style. Like, it was outside and everything. And I performed with them guys, you know. Like I said, that was my 12th grade year, though. That's when I'm finally, you know, taking that step out there. That's when people are like, oh, shit, yeah, he do make music. But it hit different now. Like, yeah. I done had plenty of people I went to school with reach out to me. They're like, damn, you came a long way. Like, you don't even sound like the same person.
Right.
So
that's got to be the best feeling, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
What would you say? All right, let me ask you first. Do you write or do you punch in your stuff?
I am a writer.
You write? Okay.
I'm definitely a writer. As far as punching, like, if I'm doing something, especially, like, if I'm trying, like, a new flow or, like, I'm pressed for time or something, I'll punch a certain part, but I'm not punching. Okay. All right, bet. I've never done that.
Right.
I'm not totally against it. I've never tried. I'm not against trying new things. Right. I can't say that it's for me, but I definitely always been a writer, though.
I mean, yeah, if you're comfortable with the writing, I mean, why fix?
Why switch it up?
Yeah, what's the saying? Why fix
it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, you said you had a poem. So did you have a thing for writing as a kid, like in like your English classes or something? Like, were you just always like into just writing? Or,
absolutely.
And then that translated to music, like no problem? Or
absolutely. And it's crazy because it go hand in hand with the schools too. Because like I said, when I went to St. Cecilia, like back then it was mandatory to write in cursive. So when I left there and I went to Pastor Elementary, it wasn't mandatory, but I still was writing like that. And I say that to say, I ain't trying to sound braggadocious, but I used to love my handwriting. I'm like, damn, I got a cold-ass signature. Like, I just write like that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I was going to say, I was just talking about this yesterday with some people. They don't even teach cursive in schools.
Yeah.
No.
That's crazy.
Because it's all, like, online.
Were you, like, one of the kids, like, in your class just to kill time? Were you, like, practicing your signature and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I wrote. My teachers used to tell me to stop writing in cursive. They're like, this is math. You don't have to. You don't got to write out these few letters in cursive.
Right.
Like,
when I was in school, nigga, we got graded for cursive.
Yeah, facts. When I was at St. Cecilia, we got graded.
I was going to say, I slowly remember it, like,
Miss Kelly's
getting it, like, taken out of, like, the education system. Like, I kind of caught, like, the middle of it. Like, I learned cursive growing up
too.
In school. But then at some point, like, they just kind of stopped, like, really thinking about it or caring about it. I don't know why, because, like, I feel like kids should still know how to write cursive.
Definitely.
Especially when it comes to signing a signature, right?
People's handwriting are going to be shit in the next 20 years.
Hey, I got good handwriting, too, so I feel you on
that. Mine's all
right. I take pride in my handwriting sometimes, bro.
And like I said, that went hand in hand with writing. So, like, you know, you get in an English class and, you know, oh, you got to write this or come up with this. It damn near make you excited. Like, well, shit, I'm ready to see how this is about to come out.
Right.
And like, when I got to UPrep, my ninth grade year, I had creative writing. I had a teacher. I forget his first name, but I remember his name was Mr. Alexander. I forget his first name. But that was my dog. We had an assignment. You ever seen the movie The Great Gatsby?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure y'all have. You seen The Great Gatsby?
No.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
You got to watch it, bro. It's a classic. But we had an assignment on the book, and it kind of went hand in hand with the book and the movie. He basically wanted us to rewrite the ending of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just to give you an example of, I just always had a love for creating. I came up with the dopest ending. Like, if I'm being real, when I look back at it, it was rushed because I fit a lot into a certain scene. Like, it's the scene where they all went downtown, and they had went to a hotel, and they was drinking, and they had the ice and all that. I had rewrote that scene, but I made that scene so long, it made the rest of it rush, but, like, I got an A on that assignment. And I say that to say I really enjoyed that shit. Like, I had other English classes where other electives where it embraced, like, poetry and stuff like that, and I definitely took advantage of that. And I was using that, like, growing up. I used to be a lover boy, so you already know where I'm going with that. Let me see if I can flip this and make this sound good to say to her, right, type shit.
I was gonna say, when I was a kid, man, I enjoyed writing in English classes and stuff, just like, especially starting something from scratch, and they give you, like, the free write. You know, you get, like, the last 15 minutes of class or whatever, your first 15 minutes of class, you're just doing a free write. I always enjoyed that just because, like, the creative process of it. Like, all right, what am I going to talk about? Like, how am I going to make something tell a story? And, like, and I'm so grateful I got into music and that I enjoyed that type of stuff because it, like you said, it just translates. It translates over perfect.
And it's crazy, like he was saying, like how Monster was saying earlier about when he was at DSA and he was going there originally for art. Like, art.
Yeah.
I was a artist, too. Like, especially, like, when I went to HFA, like, that was an art-based school. Mm-hmm. Like, we had projects. Like, we had self-portraits. Like, I still got one to this day of me and my pops. It's not my favorite because it's smaller, so I couldn't get the faces on point. But everything else, like, I took pride in it. Like, I used to draw whole books of Dragon Ball Z, my own characters. Damn. I used to have whole books. I ain't got none of that shit. But I do got some old stuff, so I'm definitely going to let y'all check that out.
If you could recommend the people watching to go listen to one song of yours to show who you are as a person or as an artist, rapper, singer, whatever the case may be, what song are you recommending them to go listen to?
One song. Dang, that's a tough one.
I say you got a lot out.
Oh yeah. Both released and unreleased. But if I can go for one that's out right now, I'd probably say either Never Complacent 2 on the Release the Great Volume 2. That's the intro. No Time, Meditations, Book 1.
You said you got a lot in the vault. I'm curious.
Indifferent.
If you had to estimate how many songs are in the vault, what would you say?
In the vault? I ain't gonna lie. I be seeing different interviews and stuff, and people be saying crazy numbers. Like, oh, I got thousands. I ain't gonna cap to you. I ain't got thousands, right. But I got a nice little... I'm always sitting on a hefty, cool 25 piece of complete, ready to go. And they all hot.
So when you put
that's out, not all that I got, but I'm always sitting on 2-3. I'm sitting on 2-3 projects right now.
So, I mean, obviously there's some songs that will make a project, but when you're deciphering what singles to put out and you're skimming through the vault, like, what really is the motivating factor of, I want to put this one out or over this one? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. When it comes to that, I try to look at the songs that I'm not going to necessarily say sound like what's out. But if I'm being real, you know, coming from Detroit, it is like a certain, like, criteria, I guess, a lot of people expect you to meet. And I'm not separating myself whatsoever. Like, if anything, I feel like I've embraced that more than anything these last couple of years. Like, it's led my mom to start to question, like, not really question me as an artist, but she like, yeah, you know, I don't want you to lean too much, like, I talk to Monster all the time. Like, we was just talking about this not too long ago. Like, if you put our songs on display and you got other people's songs from here, a lot of it is not going to sound the same. And that's not to say, like, oh, yeah, they ain't got shit on us. It's just, like, I'm not trying to, no pun intended, because I got a song called Different, but it's different.
Yeah.
And...
everyone's got their own little flavor, but it all kind of ties back into the roots, right?
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Yeah. Do you ever get a writer's block? And if so, how do you overcome it?
if I ever get writer's block, it's coming from a place of I'm trying to do too much. It's never so much, oh, damn, I don't got shit else to write about. It's, okay, you done found yourself in the groove, and it's cool, you know, you feed in that, but you don't want to force it. Mm. So if anything, it's going to sound a little backwards, but I say it's more so a thing of trying not to do too much.
Mm-hmm. So like just keeping it kind of simple, you're saying, almost. It's a good answer. I feel like we get that answer quite a bit along those lines. What would you say your biggest weakness is as an artist, something you know or want to improve on in the future?
Just being real and being vulnerable. I'd probably say my biggest weakness is, I guess you could say,
we're at that point in the episode.
Thinking too much about how people will receive it. And that's not coming from a place of, oh, I don't got the confidence in myself. It's more so coming from a place of, you know, you set out to do all these great things, you know, let's get to it.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure I'm doing that type of thing. So
I was going to say, I mean, as long as you're putting out stuff that you really rock with, I feel like that's all that matters, because once the people realize it's real, it's organic, it's the truth, they'll follow behind, right? I mean, like, they're going to tap in and be like, oh, this guy's genuine, this guy's doing his thing. Like, that's, I feel like when you're putting out music that you really like, people will follow up behind that.
Definitely.
Too.
So. I also feel like even if you make a really good song that you don't necessarily like and put it out, like, it would really suck if you blew up off making music that you didn't already like making.
Right.
So, thanks. Like, just stick with what you like.
Yeah.
If you enjoy it, like, that should be your biggest critic.
Yeah.
Right there.
I believe that too.
I agree.
If you can make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
A collab album with anybody. It's crazy because I already got names that's right there at the front of my mind, but I don't want to sound too cliche, and I don't want to sound like I'm too much in the now. I feel like a cop-out would be saying somebody like J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, because those definitely my top two.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
But,
yeah, no, okay, I get what you're saying.
And yeah, definitely, of course, who wouldn't want that? Especially, right. You know, like we was talking about earlier, you know, the fall-off coming. What's that going to look like after that? Like, is he really about to be done? I can't fathom really thinking that.
I can't think of a world where J. Cole's not rapping, man.
I don't think so. He might take a long break, but he's not going to be done. We'll hear him on a feature or something. Right. Like, he'll come around.
Right.
I hope, at least.
Exactly. Like, so if it's not somebody like a J. Cole or a Kendrick Lamar, honestly, I'm not trying to sound like I'm just trying to say the right answer, but I wouldn't mind doing an album with T. Grizzly.
Ooh.
Good answer. I thought you were
going to
say Drake.
Ooh. That's my dog. Drake?
Yeah. Because the way you were saying it, I thought you were saying, like, because a lot of people that do a tape or do a feature with Drake, like, end up doing really well.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Drake because you were saying, not to say, like, the...
Oh, no.
But yeah. You and T would go crazy.
Yeah.
I was going to ask who you want to produce that album, but I'm assuming it's the guy on your right.
It'll only be right if it's Monster Dope.
Man, I can only imagine what that would sound like, bro.
Get some placements. Get Hellev on there. That'll be hard.
Hellev.
Get Nate on there. That'll be
appreciate
hard.
That would be nice.
Hellev. T, hop on a podcast. That, we can talk about
that
it.
That would be crazy, man. Man, if that happened, I'm wishing you nothing but the best, because
that'd be dope.
You two together would make some good music. Yeah. I can hear that. His album just dropped, or it's about to.
It's about to drop 6 days after my show, 16th, I think.
So the day before this releases, the album's probably coming out, right? Yeah.
It's crazy.
He just put out the video for what was that song? The one where he's doing the drumming with the pen. Sitting in the classroom, he did it with Jerry P.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
I know which one you're talking about.
What's the song called, dude?
I think that's another
person. My mind's going blank, but...
I think that's another person that's like, this is a very important album.
Yeah.
To you,
No. I think T's got it, bro.
I think that we feel like T's got it because we're in Michigan and T's always going to be relevant here. I'm saying, like, he reached a peak where he was like, everybody was fucking with T. Like, all over the country. So, like, yeah. I think this is one of those albums where it's really going to either, like, okay, he'll either just still be on the level he is now, or he'll get back to that. I think it's one of those.
I just saw something online a few days ago. It was saying, is First Day Out the biggest song to ever come out of Detroit? There's Big Sean's I Don't Fuck With You. There's Eminem. There's Lose Yourself or Till I Collapse. That's a big one. What would you say the biggest song to ever come out of Detroit is?
First of all, this is going to be a short.
This is a loaded question, bro.
Second of all, it's one of those two. It's First Day Out or it's Lose Yourself, in my opinion. You know, I think, like, that beat, bro, of Lose Yourself. Every Detroit commercial, every car commercial, yeah. Boom, boom, beautiful, boom, boom. You know?
They use it anywhere.
Yeah, for real.
I don't know what the biggest song. First Day Out, do you think it has the most, all right, for the Detroit sound of rap?
Someone
that's
said
that's definitely First Day Out. That's definitely no the biggest question. Song.
Someone said that it's our dreams and nightmares.
Facts.
Yeah, I saw that on a podcast clip. Yeah,
I like that. That's a good comparison.
What else though? There's got to be other ones that are like. I mean, I Don't Fuck With You, but that's not really like a like.
Nah, just, that song was huge, and every language knows what that means.
Yeah, like, that's true. But
you play that anywhere in the world, they all saying, know what that
I'm
is.
I'm saying though. Like how like First Day Out was a big Detroit song. Lose Yourself right. was a Detroit song. You know what I mean? Like. Well, I mean, it's not, but it's like.
If we're saying like Detroit rap, First Day Out. If we're saying like global sensation, it's got to be one of the Eminem songs. Then it's yeah, good, right.
And that's just being real.
Yeah,
Stan was gotta huge. Be right. Stan was huge. That's my favorite Eminem video.
Personal favorite top five artists of all time.
Personal favorite top five artists. Now we talking rap or music? Period.
Anything.
Top five favorite artists. No specific order. We going J. Cole.
Okay.
We going Kendrick Lamar, which is crazy. I'm not going to say that I wasn't a fan before, but like right before the beef took off with Kendrick and Drake, my boy Diesel, shout out to my boy Diesel, Breathtaking Records. He been trying to get me on Kendrick for the longest because ever since high school, I was forcing J. Cole on him like, I didn't see it back then because I'm like, well, shit, it's just my dog. But, like, he like, bro, you damn near made me want to hate the nigga.
Wait, so you weren't, like, too tapped into, what was the album? Damn. The Kendrick album? Damn.
That's
Kendrick album.
That, I heard, like, it's crazy. The biggest song from there, well, obviously, like, DNA.
Yeah. Humble and all that.
But my favorite song back before I dove into Kendrick was Love.
Love is fucking
That's
amazing.
My shit,
that
man.
That song's a banger.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's the Luther of Damn.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you got them too. You got Cole and Kendrick.
Cole, Kendrick, R.P. the Great, Nip.
Okay.
Man, that shit fucked me up. I'd have listened to all his catalog.
See why you two get along great. You guys got a very similar interest in music. Naming the same
now
people
I
right
fuck
now.
With Nip. But when he died, I'm going to be honest.
You weren't too familiar with who he was?
I had no really? Idea who he was.
I know
bro,
who he
my
was.
Brother was just putting me hip the day before he died, bro.
Damn.
Man, the day he died, I felt that shit, dog.
It's bro, crazy. I was at the
I
movies.
I don't even know him personally, but I felt that shit.
Well, I swear I felt
say,
that
you're,
shit.
You're a little bit older, too, so you were probably more tapped into his catalog than definitely. Us because we were you know, a younger demographic.
Like a year or a couple months after he died, I was watching the We Are the World the remake that they did with like Justin Bieber and Lil Wayne and Kanye. They did like a rap verse in it where it's like Nelly and Ludacris and then right behind them rapping is Nipsey Hussle. I'm like, is that fucking Nipsey? I was like, damn, so he's really been like...
Well, he's just a big business mogul too. Bro.
I know he was huge in Cali. I know he was like shit in California.
Yeah.
Like people fucked with him heavy there.
I knew who he was. I'm not going to say I was too tapped into his catalog when he passed, but I knew who he was. But obviously that led me to listen to him a little bit more, but yeah. So you got them.
Cole,
was that three
Kendrick,
or four?
Nipsey, that's three.
That's three. And it's crazy. It might sound controversial, but I'm just being real because it's my favorite song of all time, Lenny Williams. Because I love you. And that's the only song he need for him to be one of my favorite artists. That song right there, you ask my pops, like, yeah, that boy know that song frontwards and backwards. I used to go to sleep listening to that song.
I know
the shooting scene.
Yeah, I know what answer he's got for that question.
The gun dancing
every lyric.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that's four.
Yep.
Five. Favorite artist.
That boy said Lenny Williams.
Hey, am I lying though? And that was the sample for Built for Champions too.
Okay.
Dang. I said I had this down pat. Top five. Oh, I don't even know why I'm doing all this. I'm gonna throw T Grizzly in there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's a solid list. Five dinner guests, dead or alive. First of all, what you eating and who's cooking?
Yeah.
First of all, what we eating? Probably gonna have mama in the kitchen whipping up. She gonna make some homemade macaroni. It's gonna be fire. Ask any of my... Dang, you ain't had my mama macaroni yet, bro.
I had none of my mama macaroni.
That's crazy. I gotta... We gotta make that happen. But yeah, my mama, she gonna be in the kitchen. She gonna be whipping up some macaroni. Probably make some greens with it, some cornbread, some chicken. Nothing too crazy.
I was gonna ask what's like the main thing.
Yeah, definitely. Cause I could have easily said, oh yeah, we gonna go steak and potatoes. Yeah, right. That's my shit. But if we go on that dinner table, it's definitely gonna be some soul food. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go Nip. We're gonna go Pac. We're gonna go my grandma Mary. You said dead or alive.
Could be anyone. Mm-hmm.
We gonna go. How many am I at? Three.
You got two more seats at the table.
This might sound random, but I'm gonna go with my grandpa's. I never met him before, but I'm just curious.
Is that the grandma that you have? Is that her husband?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was about to say.
Actually, no. That would be my pop's. That would be my pop's father.
Oh, okay.
So my grandma, that's my mom's mom.
I had something similar on my table, so I get that. That's not random at all.
I thought it was funny that grandma was just chilling with Nipsey Hussle and Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to soak up that game, man. You know, that's my lady, man. I lost her a few years ago on my 21st birthday.
Damn. Rest in peace, man.
Crazy. 98 years old. Her birthday was the next day after mine.
Wow.
Whoa, that's crazy.
She was about to be 98.
That's crazy. Yeah. So the grandparent I had at my dinner table on my episode, she passed away the day after I was born.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
That's wild.
R.I.P.
Grandma
well.
I had on mine passed away a little bit over a year ago now. Isn't that wild? Man. Something about boys and their grandmas.
Man, grandmas are the best, man.
I'm sorry for y'all lost, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to grandma.
Shout out all the grandmas out there.
You got one seat left now.
One seat left, dead or alive. I think I'm gonna go with. Dang, got real, didn't it? The silence just keep getting quieter. Oh,
the silence is loud.
I think I'm gonna go with I'm trying to think. If I'm being honest, it might sound like Glaze. I think I'm gonna go with LeBron, man.
Hey,
that's dope.
That's been one of my, not to sound cliche, that's been one of my heroes since I was a kid too. Like had all the shoes. Mm-hmm. Every 2K, I'm balling out with him. Yep. My brother used to hate it.
I mean, honestly, like Kobe and him, and then like for me at least, I watch pro wrestling a lot, so guys like John Cena, Jeff Hardy, like those guys jumping off of shit and getting up. Like, bro, they were like superheroes.
Yeah, no.
Facts.
LeBron is a role model for 100%. A lot of people, especially around our age. You know, we've been watching him pretty much his whole career.
Damn it.
Literally.
Yeah.
All right. If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, start to finish, top to bottom, no skips, what album is that?
One album for the rest of my life, top to bottom, no skips.
You said Good Kid, right?
Good Kid, Mad City.
That's what I thought.
And it's crazy. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to take the easy way out, but I'm gonna go with Damn, frontwards or backwards.
That's my.
I don't know if y'all hip on that.
Yeah,
that
tells a whole different story.
Masterpiece.
Yeah. To be honest with you, though, I know about that, but I've never actually listened to it. Like,
bro,
that.
Try. So I'm gonna have to. It hit just as hard.
Maybe on the ride home, I'm gonna try that out.
Because damn, I mean, Damn's the album that made me a Kendrick fan. If I'm being straight up, yeah.
I've known about Kendrick for a minute. I knew it was what song was that? Is it ADHD?
I mean, but like,
yeah, that was my first ever Kendrick song I heard. I was like, bro, this dude's got it. Like, I was only like 9 or 10 years old at the time, but that was hard, bro.
I remember when like Good Kid, Mad City came out, like those, like his big projects. But like,
he wasn't who he is now.
It's at that like, time. Damn, for some reason I was like, yep, like this, I'm a fan. Just like with Drake, I didn't become a fan of Drake until like the Meek and shit, Meek beef happened. Yeah, you know, right. I still knew like YOLO, but like I wasn't like a Drake fan.
Well, I think you already answered my gun to head, sing every lyric to a song.
Lenny Williams.
Yeah, probably be that Lenny Williams. I'm not gonna miss not an ad lib.
Well, he's staying
nothing.
Alive.
He said, I'm living.
He's staying alive. I'm living. All right, well, then that leaves us with my final question. In the next 10 years, whether it's in or outside of music, what other ventures you see yourself getting into? What do you expect for the music? You know, just really, what do you envision for yourself in the next 10 years? You want to start a family? You want to have kids? List goes on, man. I mean, what are you thinking?
Next 10 years, I'm not trying to rush myself, but I definitely want to be, if not already, having my family, at least looking towards starting my own family.
Right. Yeah.
I definitely want to carry on the legacy through my seed. With the right woman is for me. Mm-hmm. As far as the music, I want to be a made a name for myself, like for real, for real. Like, and that's not to sound like I'm just shooting for the stars, but like
leave a legacy.
Definitely,
yeah.
I definitely want to leave a legacy, and I want people to really know, you know, what I bring to the table and really embrace me, man. Like. The whole team, God Body, my nigga Monster Dope, my nigga Face the Ripper. We got my nigga Joker on the keys, sometime on the beats. Got my OG Lust. Like, the list goes on and on. Got the team, that's got my on. Nigga Diesel, my nigga Brian. Yep. Maryland Street Films. Like, 10 years, I want to be able to look and go, damn, we did that. And that's not even to sound vague. Like, definitely, right. Definitely, most definitely. Y'all going to be, whew, I can't imagine. the sky is the limit for y'all too, bro. And I look forward to seeing, you know, where that can go. And I'm definitely looking forward to continuing.
That's my grandma saying to me.
That's crazy, see? Yeah,
it's wild.
Man. Can't deny. But, yeah, 10 years, like, and outside of music, I guess I say my own music. You know, I want to, you know, be on some A&R type shit. Like, I want to manage, like, especially being in the position I am as an artist and just knowing how it feels to be an artist and just knowing the type of support that you wish you just got in your back pocket. I want to be that for somebody because I know it's other monsters out here. I know it's other Aurelius the Greats out here. And it's not to say, you know, they just like us, but I know it's somebody out there.
Someone
and they
out
getting
there working,
overlooked,
bro.
Man.
Yeah.
And I seen it firsthand. So.
I've always said that your favorite artist might be out there, but you're never going to hear them because they're not going to get the notoriety or
crazy.
that platform to really, like, show that off. So, but no, wishing you nothing but the best of luck, man. I'm excited to see what you guys do in the future. You two are very talented.
Yeah,
for sure. Keep
working. I appreciate y'all for having me again,
yeah,
man.
Thank you for coming on, bro. And, yeah, like I said, man, just keep working. I'm excited to see what you guys do. Hoping this is just the start of a relationship that we can form.
Yeah,
maybe get the word down some something outside of this. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You got any shout outs you want to give before we sign off or anything?
I just want to shout out to God Body once again, Monster Dope, my nigga Face the Ripper. I want to shout out to my mama once again. Shout out to my pops. Shout out to my fave. Shout out to the squad. Shout out my nigga Brian. Shout out my nigga Reek, Maryland Street Films, my nigga Diesel, Breathtaking Records. Shout out to my brother. Shout out to my sister. Shout out to everybody, man. My OG Lust. You know, we getting it in.
Mr. Zerky.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Zerky. You know, shout out to all of them, man, because without them, there is no me. And right. That's not even trying to sound cliche, but I'm just being real,
facts.
You know.
Yeah, I get you.
Oh, yeah.
It all play a part.
Shout out to the blood, man.
You can tell, man. You got a good head on your shoulders, man. That,
definitely.
Yeah, well-spoken dude. I'm just excited to see what the future holds for you two, for real. So
absolutely,
nice,
I appreciate
nice finally
it, man.
Sitting down, meeting y'all. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, excited to see what we can do in the future, man.
Yeah, for real.
Most definitely.
Is that the end of season 5?
That
right
is
there?
The end of season 5. Holy this was another shit. Banger of an episode, though.
We go one more episode, we'll have more seasons than you. That's crazy. We already beat out you.
The show you. They're coming out with
Did
another
you
one
watch
soon.
It?
Wait,
it's
it
out.
Came out. Oh, no, I haven't
oh,
watched
Oh, Nate, fucking wild,
We'll
man.
Talk about that on the next episode.
Yeah, thanks. You gotta watch it.
Thanks.
But, all right, with that being said, all of his stuff is in the description. Go check him out, follow, stream his music, be on the lookout for
yes,
upcoming
sir.
Stuff. Yeah, with that
Great.
Being said, that was episode number 75, season 5 finale.
In the books.
In the
God
books.
Body.
God body, you
have a good one, man. Peace out.
All right, we will appreciate y'all.